Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This hour is brought to you by Lakeside Bank, 57 years of financial security. It's about time.
Bernstein, Holmes, and Rahimi, middays 10 a.m. till 2.
Did you know Steve Stone had a side hustle? Steve Stone in the minor leagues sold funerals.
I didn't do it very long because it seemed a little depressing, actually.
Oh,
you know, yeah, you got to go in the house saying, you don't look too healthy today, so let me pass this by you.
Who are you?
I'm Calista Flockhart. Who the hell do you think I am? I'm Death.
That's literally what you did in the offseason?
Yeah.
So what was your pitch to people?
Well, if it's going to happen, you might as well plan ahead.
So
okay. Along those lines.
Bring out Jadeen! Bring out Jadeen!
Can you imagine Steve Stone in just quintessential broadcast voice, like trying to pitch funerals?
In uniform. I'd like to talk to you about your death.
So what deal were you offering these people you were being entirely rude to?
Well, we couldn't go a two-for-one deal. That's never any good. So just get it now because the price of funerals were going up.
That's going to cost more next year. You might as well do it now.
How did you select your clientele? Did you go door-to-door?
They gave you a list of, I guess, people who've been sick recently. I don't know.
Why are you here? The doctor said Peter was okay.
Oh, the doctor. Well, I guess he must know, right? I mean, he's a doctor and everything, and I'm just a Death.
An email from Glenn that says, for all you kids out there, it's never too early to think about your eventual death.
847 for all you young undertakers out there. Yes.
You will rest in peace.
That was literally what you did in the offseason?
Yeah, that was one of them. I did a few. A welcome wagon was another one.
Wait, you were both a prepaid funeral salesman and a welcome wagon representative?
Yeah. You didn't know if you were coming or going. That was the problem.
We're going to miss you, Death.
Hey, don't worry. I'll be back really, really soon. Is he joking? Okay, see you later.
630, aren't you the same guy who welcomed me to this town?
Knocking on doors. You're very sick. You'll be dead soon. No, actually, I feel fine. No, you're very, very ill.
Bring out your dead.
Here's one.
Ninepence.
I'm not dead.
What?
Nothing. Here's your ninepence.
I'm not dead. Here. He says he's not dead.
Yes, he is.
I'm not. He isn't?
Well, he will be soon. He's very ill.
I'm getting better.
No, you're not. You'll be stone dead in a moment.
Oh, I can't take him like that.
Isn't there something you can do?
I feel happy.
Oh, thanks very much.
How have we never talked to him about this?
Well, you can ask him Monday.
He's on Monday? Well, guess what, kids? So am I.
You don't look too healthy today, so let me pass this by you.
I'm here to collect your soul.
Taker says, get your eyeliner. Let's go on the score.
Bernstein, Holmes, and Rahimi on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Did not bring the eyeliner. Sorry.
I did.
All right.
I've got enough to share.
I could put it on. I'd look like Robert Smith from The Cure. Tease my hair out. Get it all kind of runny looking.
Johnny Depp from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
He's thinking about it.
Yeah. I think it'd be a good look for me. Kind of do, you know, a goth show and just we can just be in our feelings.
Oh.
Susie and the Banshees, maybe.
I love Susie and the Banshees. We could bring back the Corey Feldman.
Oh, no, video. No, we're not doing that. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Happy Monday, indeed. And Steve Stone will be a part of things today at noon. Pete Putak at 11.
So high convenient. Noon,
11:45. James Fegan, a bunch of White Sox stuff and other things to discuss today. So your sports weekend, I know you like to have your Saturdays are, is that still an off day? Friday's your off day, but you worked on your off day.
Correct.
And then you had Saturday. And then you end up working on Sunday.
And I worked on my taxes on Saturday. It was a real high.
We had
day
our tax meeting too.
Household.
We had our accountant meeting too, where we sit out and we throw up and look at everything, and then they start talking about college. And he's like, "Well, what about this? What about this?" Like, I don't want to talk about it. I want to leave. I don't want to have this meeting anymore. I want to go away now.
Wait, how does this go for you? Because for me, it's just going over expenses and like forms and things.
No, it's
statements and whatnot.
It's because remember Beth's business is part of our. It's all part of it,
right? But so did you mention Jason is in on this meeting?
Well, no, because now I've got his wages. I've got Zoe's wages that we have to take care of, and starting out their Roth IRAs.
So many wages and investments.
No, but you
poor
gotta. Dan. But you have to offset this. Like, but I don't understand any of it. So like everything has to be written down. Like today, I have to call one of my bankers and go like say. Like verbatim, here's what we're doing and here's what you said. I don't know what any of this stuff is, so I need to be have my hand held through a lot of this.
I don't mean to attack you, but I feel like I would file everything you just said in the Department of Luxurious Problems.
I don't know, because I don't know where any
the
of it goes.
The fact that you have to call a banker.
Well, because that's who...
Have the, meetings cause
I
about
can't,
all the
some
wages.
Some people just pick up their phones and, like, tap on things and everything's fine. And I don't have that kind of facility.
I mean, yeah, for, you know...
It's like old-fashioned, actually a phone and someone with a coat and tie at a desk is like, yes, I'll move these papers over here and this will get stamped. And I don't know. It's all very analog in my eyes.
I mean, I
it's like a Dickensian. There's like guys with green visors on in a basement somewhere, as far as I know.
I mean, the fact that you still have that, you know, option of lifestyle for your taxes, it's pretty good.
What's the name of the bank in Harry Potter with the trolls or the gnomes or whatever?
I don't know. I stopped watching.
That's
after
what
the
I
first
picture.
One.
Like that bank where they go. It's these warrens of caves and goblins. Is it goblins? I think it's goblins. And you remember it's underground and there's all of these various. And
Twitch
sundry...
has got us. Is it Gringotts?
Gringotts.
Gringotts.
Gringotts. Yes.
I'm like, is it Gringotts? I have no clue
yes.
how to pronounce this.
Gringotts. Yes. Good call. Thank you, texters. That's as far as I'm concerned. That's what how
oh,
I
yeah.
picture all this stuff.
Text line. Got to open up the text line. So yeah, I worked. I worked on my day off, and then we had a really busy show last night on Sports Sunday. So it was an earlier day for me at the Alo Fidis. Yeah, at the office, L'Office, or mm-hmm. L'Oficidad, depending on what you want to say. Yeah, so that was my... I mostly worked. I snuck in some fun, but mostly just worked. And the fun revolved around some basketball, so...
Oh, yeah, the Bulls game was great.
Well, and I did enjoy at least the... I did enjoy how close the NCAA games were. Obviously, your well-timed tweet about Alabama was pretty funny. I did have a good laugh at that. So I enjoyed watching the games. And really, for me, the buzz killer, like the point of consternation was the foul, no foul in San Diego State, Creighton. Are you getting texts now from your many bankers or your accountant or somebody on one of your staffs or maybe somebody else from the Roth IRA?
It's my accountant.
Seriously?
Yeah. This isn't that hard. Stop whining. Next year, I'll set up a separate meeting with Beth so it isn't so painful, or better yet, Jason and I will take care of everything.
I mean, I don't know who you are, Dan's accountant, but he's complaining about many wages.
No, it's
like,
that's
what are
not
we
it.
Doing
it's
here?
The complexity, and it's the mortality, and it's the understanding that the
what
wrong
mortality?
And, because the when you plan for the future, it presumes your own death, and you're trying to arrange everything to make it easier on your children that their tax burden is lessened. It's all, I mean, that's the whole thing. We don't get to keep any of this stuff.
Hey, Dan.
We got to keep your taxes low.
16 minutes ago, somebody has found the video of Cesar Turris.
Yes.
Turris and Ramirez now.
Okay. Well, that's for Tyler because Tyler's never seen it. I've seen it probably too many times.
Welcome to the show, Tyler Buterbaugh. You got the same, introduction I did. Next comes old Simpsons clip.
Did I do the rundown mostly?
No.
I think I did. No, and now we're late for our first segment. I don't want to be that because we were digesting our weekend in sports. I didn't get to watch any golf.
It is the most talk radio inside stuff ever to lead our show with Leury Garcia.
Yes, it really is. We had about a half an hour of joy over Leury Garcia. Is that what the baseball gods afforded us yesterday before we were smitten?
And I'm still smited. Mad. I, this isn't his fault.
I know. It has nothing to do with him.
That's what really bothers me.
It has nothing to do with him. It just has to do with what he represents.
He's symbolic.
He's a MacGuffin. He's a Hitchcockian MacGuffin of White Sox angst that moves the plot.
Yeah.
And the plot moved for a little while, and then I think it moved back. We'll discuss next on The Score.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on Sports Radio 670 The Score. In Odyssey Station.
3-1 tattooed to right field. Isbell back at the track, and you can bring him home. Leury Garcia goes deep to right field, and it's 2-1.
So as far as the latest goes, the last thing I saw from Daryl Van Scowen of the Chicago Sun-Times, he tweeted yesterday afternoon or early evening that Leury Garcia was not going to be on the White Sox opening day roster. That's all it said. And the moment I zapped that into my White Sox group chat, the reactions would not surprise you, because Leury Garcia, through no real fault of his own, other than not really being that good, has taken on a symbolic role as all that ails the White Sox, just because of how he was overused and probably misused by Tony La Russa. And the fact that he would be pressed into service because so many people were hurt.
I mean, he was batting third against Zach Plesac at one point.
Yep, where he was in the order. Yeah.
That. Was it Plesac or Bieber? Because he was 3-for-5 at the time.
And so there was a brief celebration, right? But wait, what do you mean? Even though he's, and the fact that he was, got a guaranteed contract, is it $4 million this year?
3 years, 16 and a half at the start of 2022. So.
Wow. Five. Yikes. And thinking that was for sure, that sunk cost was going to keep him in the plans, even if Hanser Alberto was better and better liked by the manager. And it was once again the kind of White Sox dysfunction where decisions above the manager would affect what was going on and for his deployments. And I thought, well, wait a sec, maybe this is a sign that we're entering a new world. So what do we get, 40 minutes before the
10 minutes later?
Right. And then the news came down that Yoan Moncada had lower back stiffness. So now we're thinking, wait a second. Is he off the team or not? Did we get any closure on that?
I don't think we did. I think that's because we're trying to figure out whether or not Moncada is going to be available for opening day, or if they just start him on the 10-day injured list, or are they going to do that thing where nobody's on the injured list until 15 days later, that it's retroactive to the day where they got injured and my brain goes crazy?
They did a lot of that last year.
Are you kidding?
A lot of...
I don't want to go there.
Finagling of the injured list to find roster spots and preserve options, etc. But...
All right, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Okay.
Let's just acknowledge it. Remember all the singles and the retroactive DLs? Okay, I'm done for now.
And the sore legs? You going there?
And the weird lineups? Okay.
The lineups will not be as weird this year. That is one thing I can say for certain.
Put it on the board. White Sox 2023. The lineups won't be as weird.
They won't. I do think, however, that this is just me speculating based on the way things are unfolding here and what we're learning about the roster. This is my speculation. If I were a betting person, I would say that Oscar Colas is going to be your everyday right fielder. And it also wouldn't surprise me at all if Thursday night we see Jake Berger DHing and we see Eloy Jimenez in right field. Because it looks to me like if the roster ends up being what I think it's going to be, we'll talk to Stoney about it, but if the roster ends up being what I think, Colas is going to be pretty much the right fielder, but there's no reason to expose him to really difficult left-handed starters. And maybe on those occasions, you throw a bone to Eloy for at least being in shape and following through with what he said about wanting to play the outfield.
I'm just going to be that person. How is that not conceding, though, a little bit? At some point, Colas is going to have to see them. That is the nature of these baseball streets.
Yep. I think as a rookie, maybe you just make his life a little bit easier. And you don't clutter his mind with having to prepare for some of these really difficult lefties.
We just started to talk about Eloy Jimenez, who hit, what, 375 in AAA? And then saw a heavy diet of sliders when he got to the big leagues? They didn't ease him in when he got brought in. They finally brought him in, and then it was his job to face it.
And for the texter who says, play Berger at third while Moncada's out, the fielding is not great for Berger. That it's a real liability in the field. He really struggles. So as a DH, occasional DH, some innings here, some innings there, Sunday day game after a night game kind of thing, I have no problem with it, but you don't want him full time out there.
We've got to figure out when they want to start Oscar Colas's clock.
Right
away.
That's
it.
I think it's right away.
But that's, to me, still a discussion right now when it comes to trying to figure out how they're constructing this team.
What is the date still May? Is it still mid-May for that 7 is more than 6?
I need to look.
Because I think
remember how that was the that was the focal point of the CBA, and
sure,
they all got twisted.
But I don't think
he's back from Vegas, and he got me a venti.
He survived.
Hi, Mitch Rosen.
Hello,
yeah,
nice to meet you.
Yeah, it's good
thanks
to see you.
Yeah, welcome to
nice
Chicago.
Tan. Thank you. Somebody looks glowy from Circa.
It's not Shane.
Mitch is tan. This is too much coffee. This is dangerous.
Why? It's mostly sugar.
No.
It's a milkshake.
No, it's not. It's cold brew with some like oat milk in it.
Oh, it's oat milk. Okay.
Okay. So, getting back to this, there's a part of me that just thinks if you're going to bring him up, do what you've done in the past with your where they extended guys like say Eloy Jimenez, for example, and just bring him up. Mm-hmm. Because your window is now, remember?
Mm-hmm. I think that's what's going to happen with Colas. I think he's the dude in right field, with the exception of some difficult days. I think the clock
is... I want that now!
I also think that the clock for an international signing is different than a draftee, right? I don't think the same rules apply.
That I got.
So they don't have to worry in quite the same way. But that would be my guess on this. It is not... It's not 100%, but there's no reason to have him here on this roster if he's not going to play. Because otherwise he's just not going to get any better. And there could be a reasonable way perhaps to protect him. But yeah, I think he's on and I think he's going to play. But it still would not surprise because the opening night is a tough lefty in Houston.
Right.
So I think that may be, depending on Moncada's health, it might be a window into what they're doing. We're going to play a game when we come back. And I got to be consistent about how I feel about such things.
Is the game called Where's Larry Garcia in the White Sox lineup tomorrow?
Well, we can play that game too. We can play simultaneous games. We have multiple channels here. We contain multitudes. But
it's
no,
not about you, Larry.
This game is called Don't Be That Coach. And we'll play it next on the Bernstein and Holmes Show with Layla Rahimi in on the score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bernstein and Holmes, middays 10 to 2 on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. An Odyssey Station.
toughness, your togetherness, your ability to make plays for each other, right? Like the way you communicate with each other. Nobody can beat y'all, right? Nobody can. So just stay together. Don't get distracted between now and then, all right? Stay locked in. Keep doing what you're doing. Y'all the toughest son of a guns we played all year long. Just proud of y'all. Be rooting
appreciate
for you.
Appreciate it.
Don't be that coach. Don't be Jerome Tang. Seems like a really nice guy and a good coach. Going into your opponent's locker room after a game is flatly, simply a protocol violation. You can say what you want. There's a time and a place for your good sportsmanship, but after a game like that, those aren't your players. Those are not your players. If you want to wait for them in the hallway, if you want to talk to them in the handshake line, you know, Tim Doyle was talking about that last week. If you want to say nice things to them and say, hey, great job, and talk to them, do not go in anyone else's locker room. Coach K did the same damn thing when his team lost to Mercer. Was it Mercer, I think, that beat him?
I think it was Mercer.
It was Mercer. And here comes Coach K to bestow his blessing on Mercer because they could possibly have beaten him. And if I were Mercer's coach, I would have told him to get his ass out of my locker room. The sportsmanship is great. That's not the time. That is not the place. The locker room is sacrosanct. The locker room is a coach's place with their team. And if you want to address them, if you want to pick a time for it, if you want to express yourself, that's great. But especially to do it on camera like that, when you know the cameras are in there, that's BS. That's BS.
I'm all for Jerome Tang's success and the run that Kansas State had and the high that he must have been on this season with this being his first one at Kansas State replacing Bruce Weber. But something about it rubbed me the wrong way, even though I could see the process, right? Like, somebody's got to let him in, right? He's going to the wrong locker room.
It's hard to say. I mean, because if you say no, you shouldn't put someone in that position to have to feel like they need to let you in. That's your locker room.
But also, his team was picked to finish last in the Big 12, right? Like it's like the
Northwestern of that conference, yep.
But they were in similar positions. And to me, you showed what you had on the court when it mattered. And I've seen coaches have conversations immediately after games in college basketball, in tournament settings where some team is playing right behind you, you got to get off the court. And you still manage to have the conversation you need to have. I'm not saying that's everyone, but there's other times where you can do it. You don't always have to go into the locker room. Maybe I'm being old school here, but...
And maybe I am too, and I understand that. But that's just how I came up in basketball, and especially at the pro level, that there are certain... There are things you don't do, and that's one of them. And if you want to stand outside that door, and as each player comes out, shake his hand, give him a hug, exchange numbers, give him the Cesar is tourist, whatever you want to do, outside the
with
locker
consent.
Room, if you're standing there in the hallway, I got no problem at all. If it's good sportsmanship, game over. Hey, great job, really outstanding. But man, the other thing too that changes the context is now that players at any point can go play anywhere, there's recruiting value. You know, like you can go, hey, you know, I was that guy that congratulated you. How about you come play for me instead? And I'm not saying Jerome Tang was doing that, but now as protective as coaches are, have talking always about having to re-recruit their own players and whining about having to re-recruit their own players, and you got a guy in your locker room, get the hell out of my locker room. Get out of there. Not your place. Not okay.
Well, and think about if the situation had been reversed. That's always what I come back to as well is man, kids, you know, you've got two kids who are that age. Kids don't want to listen to anything except what they choose to. So to me, is that really something that they wanted? I really want to celebrate that run that they had, and I want to appreciate it for what it is. But in that moment, did that need you? Or was that the way you were coping with the loss?
Yes. That's the same thing Coach K did. where you make it about yourself and you say, I'm going to go do this now. Maybe they just want to celebrate their win.
Coach K to me was more condescending because it was like, oh, you earned my respect, blah, blah, blah. Well, what? Like, we just beat you. We beat you in the tournament fair and square.
Like, you get his imprimatur. And, well, now that you've defeated me, you've earned the right for me to tell you that you're good.
And to me, it's like, well, this guy, this is the first year head coach at K-State. Like, he's in his first year with this program, and you made a splash, but...
You lost.
Is that the best look?
The 414 says it is a narcissistic, condescending act to think your words are wanted in the opponent's locker room.
That's kind of where I feel with it. It's like, is that really what they need?
No.
They want to celebrate. They don't want to hear from...
And maybe I've just got to think about it. I mean, because I remember coming up, you know, covering ACC basketball as a college student, and then... covering minor league pro basketball and then covering NBA and the Bulls championship runs, that you don't go near, you don't peek at the door. You don't, there are times you don't, where coaches would make sure that you're not hearing through the door things that are being said. Even that, hell, I mean, there's tension in, I mean, I remember there were some youth hockey games where even you had to be careful. You know, they made sure the opposite sides of the hallways, and you had coaches, you know, standing outside because of things they were saying to their teams. And I thought it was a little much there, but like that space for the purposes of that game. And I know it's just a room in these arenas that the teams have it, but for the time that it's there, it's for that game. That's a sacred place. And if you're the coach of another team, to be like, do, I'm just going to waltz in here after the game and say, you guys played great. Yeah, we know we played great. Our coach told us. We executed the game plan our coach gave us.
Yeah, we.
You go talk to your team.
We just tried to eliminate you the entire game.
Yeah.
That's what we were working on.
You go talk to your team. And especially now with what's going on with player movement and what that says, the access that you give an opposing coach to your squad in a moment like that, where they're sharing that moment.
I'm just going to ask this question. If it were not on camera, would you think similarly like you're doing right now?
Yes, because the Coach K thing wasn't on camera either, and I'll be consistent in that regard. Yeah, absolutely. It made it worse that it was on camera. He got to go in there and pose and put out a recruiting video. You know, that just helps his brand, helps him. He's using the other team's locker room to advertise himself. Not
the,
okay.
The Coach K thing, I did look this up. It was on camera.
It was,
we
okay.
We have the audio if you want to.
You guys have a hell of a basketball team.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. I mean, I love the game, and you guys play the game really, really well. And your coach coaches it well. And we had to be beaten. I'm glad we got beaten by a hell of a basketball team. So good luck to you.
No. Great. You're beaten by a hell of a basketball team. So leave it at that. You go coach your team.
Say it on camera.
You go coach your team.
Like say it to a reporter. Yeah, I just, I don't know. I was surprised at all the people just really being mad at even the question of it. But I think we should be allowed to question a coach going into another team's locker room after that coach has lost and saying, what's the value in that? And we see, I think the thing too is we've got to pull back the curtain a little bit because when you cover sports, you see opposing teams interact all the time in the tunnel or in the hallway, whatever you want to call it, behind the field of play. And those interactions typically happen off camera and they're private and you don't see how those go. Or even at batting practice, for example, you see a lot of guys shaking hands and saying hello before games. But I can't imagine in a professional setting, having that happen.
I mean, I'm not against pregame and postgame fraternization.
No.
I'm not against that.
No.
They're not supposed to hate each other. For me, it isn't that, because there's a lot of people like, how dare he help that guy up? And how dare he?
Yeah, we're beyond that, I think, as a society.
Please. But they're coworkers. They're union members. They're part of the same labor force.
But I think in this case, it's just, it's just the way it was done. And I don't know that a lot of people know how much we see opposing teams interact that is not on camera. So that's why we talk about like the tunnel or the hallway or things like that, because that's when you see a lot of those interactions typically take place. So that's probably why I wanted to clarify that a little bit. But yeah, there was just something about it where I'm like, man, there's an element of inauthentic to it.
And who do you think you are? Most people have no idea who you are.
Yeah, that's...
I mean, you can under it fits the personality profile of Coach K at the time. Like, you can almost understand him doing it more than this guy. And he does seem like a good guy and a good coach. I just think this is a miscalculation on his part. You just don't.
I think he was riding a very fun wave, and then the wave crashed.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe at that time you didn't know how to deal with the wave crashing. So you just kind of talk through it with everybody.
Yep.
But maybe that wasn't the thing to do.
No, they were a fun team, and I love that. What is that color of their, like, the quarter zips that they had? That light purple? Is that heliotrope? What is it? What color is that?
It's like a heathered purple, right?
Yeah, but it's got an, I'm sure it has a Pantone name and number to it. Like by the Creighton blue is a really cool looking blue.
It is. It's a nice
whatever that is.
Blue.
Yeah, there's something that color really pops, especially on their big white dopes they have flailing around out there.
That's gonna, man. There's some big men left in this Final Four, like some bigs.
Yeah, the Russian guy's
and
not
you
terrible.
You typically hate college bigs
because they're bad. I mean, look at him. I mean, the guy on...
But the college bigs here, I mean, 7-footer's still alive in the tournament.
The guy on Florida Atlantic is what did Jason say yesterday? He said he's not as dopey as the other big white dopes. Because every team's got some of those guy, like, you know, like Zach Edey or these other guys that stand there and they're big and they got like 14 feet of BWDs. But the Russian kid... is he actually moves, and I love, it's Vladimir, or Vladislav Golden.
Mm-hmm.
I love what he does fundamentally. For all you kids out there, if you're an aspiring big white dope, don't bring the ball down if you don't have to. And I love the fact that he keeps the ball up because he's tall, and it's harder for people to get to it. And he can still move his feet with the ball up here instead of having to bring it down here with a dumbass power dribble.
That's it. That's the key.
Yeah, he's pretty tough.
Footwork.
No face-up game. But.
And it's also just harder, physically harder to keep the ball up higher because your arms are up higher for a longer amount of time.
That's true, but you get in shape. You practice it. You hold a heavy medicine ball above your head and practice, damn it, like Atlas.
Like Atlas.
Yes.
We're here to work. Just the I do that sometimes though in the workout where you just see how long you can hold your arms up. I don't know.
773 college bigs plays basketball with you.
We're having way too much fun with the Brad Biggs theme song. I'm also laughing because 773 Dabo's Goober Ars did the same thing when Syracuse beat Clemson in 2017.
Really?
I just there's something about it that has me in some type of way like. Like, they don't need, if I'm the opposing coach and I lost to you, you don't need more me. I don't need more me. You just beat me. It's my turn to go home now.
Right. That's what I say, win or go home, not win or go into the other team's locker room
and be like, hey, I know I said good game out there, but I really meant good game.
Totally good game. Super good game. Please.
Oh, I hate doing this. Jerome Tang seems like a wonderful person. I'm just hoping that this was a misplaced coping mechanism. With Coach K, it was 100% a misplaced coping mechanism. Like, you gotta have some self-awareness. You're gonna lose some games.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe you can coach your own team at that point so they don't lose the next game.
Maybe if you, you know, you had more daily L's in your life, like people over here, per se, me, then you would know how to lose more.
Oh. Stop.
I got a scar on my knee to remind me of my failures every day. And
you don't have
twice a week
use
right
a segment to beat yourself up.
That's
Come
not
on.
The point. The point is self-awareness.
Pete Futek is going to join us next. He's going to break down this Final Four. He's got some thoughts on what may be counterintuitive regarding some of these matchups.
Oh, yeah. There's one with FAU and UConn where he compared the two paths, and I need to talk to him about it next.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com?
We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, oh.